Jacob Parnell would start his day as he did every morning. He would wake to the faint but distinct sound of his wristwatch alarm and ready for yet another day. As his eyes began to focus, he had but one thing on his mind. It was always on his mind. He pulled back the wine-colored satin sheets and turned toward his nightstand. After a brief pause, he opened a drawer and grabbed a picture frame that lay face down inside. With a long and drawn sigh, he turned it over and stared while rubbing his face with his other hand. His eyes glistened bright, so bright that they appeared glassy, as if tears would soon proceed. The picture displayed perfection, to say the least, a beautiful coffee-complexioned woman with a smile that could warm a small room. Her eyes were bright and honest, her hair dark, catching the light perfectly. His hand began to shake as he gently traced his finger around her lips, remembering the warmth and softness that was her kiss. Jacob placed the picture back in the drawer, closing it slowly. He turned his attention back to his watch, and after picking it up and viewing the time, got out of bed. Jacob was in great shape nearing his 40th birthday. He didn't smoke, exercised regularly, and enjoyed an occasional chase to Napa Taxi. His light brown hair had yet to show even the slightest signs of graying. His only vice would be that of an occasional drink, which, if left alone with enough time to think, could end in a night of tears and drunken self-pity. Other than that, there really wasn't too much left to Jacob. He wasn't into social media or high-tech gadgetry, and worked as a financial executive for a research firm not too far from his home. Money wasn't an issue, as Jacob had very simple tastes. With more than enough room in his small but quaint one-bedroom condo, Jacob kept things strictly organized, making what space he had seem massive. He had a simple routine that he stuck with, having specified amounts of time to shower, eat, shave, and finally dress before he left for work. As he stepped out of the washroom, something struck him as odd today. His next-door neighbor, Cheryl, had a similar routine. Like clockwork, whenever he was done showering, he would always be greeted by the wonderful smell of maple-flavored bacon cooking and the best coffee brewing that money could buy, or so it seemed. In Jacob's mind, he had no time for such luxuries, and besides, the wonderful scent was as close to having as he needed. But today was different. There wasn't anything. Had she taken a day off from work, he thought? Was she okay? Then again, what business of his was it to ponder at all? With that last thought, Jacob finished dressing, grabbed his watch from the nightstand, and headed out the front door. As Jacob trotted down his front steps, he began to notice more activity than normal. The streets were full of people going about their daily routine, newspapers under arm, hailing cabs, running for buses, etc. As he found a vacant taxi and got in, he looked at his watch one final time, validating his timeliness. "Where to this morning?" The voice of the cab driver was fast and direct. "Pinkerton Tower, are you familiar?" asked Jacob. A quick nod given, and the driver pulled off. Jacob stared aimlessly out of the cab's window, his thoughts scattered. Something had him very uneasy today, but he just couldn't place his finger on it. Soon his thoughts, or lack thereof, were interrupted by the taxi coming to a screeching halt. Jacob leaned closer toward the window and peered upward at the office building, confirming he was at his correct destination. As he entered the building, he was flooded with the usual good mornings before reaching the elevator. This morning the peculiarities just wouldn't cease as Jacob entered an empty elevator. But upon exiting, peculiar quickly shaped into fear as he noticed several cubicles filled and desks comfortably catering to those who sat behind them. Either a lot of people had shown up for work early this morning, or the unthinkable, he was late.